Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Let's you and I run.
Let's have a little jog. A little pre-marathon tapery stretch out for you.
Yeah, it's getting a bit gait online, but this is Thursday, and this will be my last run for the marathon.
Nice.
Because I'm tapering. Yeah. And we, as a Twitter entity, were slightly critical of Richard Harrison, Mr. Spoon, running the London Marathon.
Going for a yomp.
This is my penultimate run. Just a little yomp on Saturday before I travel to London.
What is a yomp?
I'm going out there. This is a bad idea.
Why are you yomping? A pre.
Don't yomp.
Marathon yomp before the trip to London.
To be fair.
Who knows? Who knows what a yomp is?
Taping advice, they don't mention yomps.
No.
So I don't know what the official line is on it. But I'm gonna call it right now. I'm gonna speak on behalf of Martin Yelling, and he says, "Don't yomp."
Yeah.
Although he's yelling, so he says, "Don't yomp."
Don't yomp the day before. And how are you feeling? How's your any maranoic moments or in amongst all the stress that you're going through anyway?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
I'm really worried about the London Marathon because I haven't had any time to think about it. Yeah. I mean, what I wanted to do this week is sit at home working on my two shows for Wales the week after.
Yeah.
And then
and get your head straight.
And get my head straight and not do much. And you know, probably eat slightly too many jacket potatoes.
Yes.
And anyway, that hasn't been my week for all
lots
kinds
of
great reasons. But I basically spent the week driving up and down the A41.
Yes.
And really nothing else. I mean, it's just been road and hospital all week long.
Right.
And by the way, I don't share all that stuff, but my mum's absolutely fine, so don't worry.
Good.
Dear
good
listener. And what's more, let's go that way.
Okay.
Bit of hill work.
So, it's an interesting experiment, isn't it? The kind of marathon that you don't go through the normal stuff with.
Yeah.
I mean, everyday marathon.
And every day it changes because I kind of think, well, later in the week I'll do my exercises and do this. And then later in the week, now it's Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think, you know, all I want is to get like an extra hour's sleep or something.
Yes.
It's just not there. I have to be ready for that to not happen. I don't know when I'm going to get to the expo running show, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and it makes me feel a bit less positive about my whole thing where I do work and, you know, record podcasts and stuff, because that normally really helps my focus, but here it just feels like
it's another stuff, it's just more stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but I think actually once I examine that, if I get out there and I don't have that stuff, I'm just not going to be calm and clear-headed enough to run sensibly, whether I completely blow out or just think, oh, I can't, you know, basically. I think I haven't got some kind of anchors,
some kind of scaffolding around it,
break myself on the first half of the 3-hour marathon and then an ambulance journey, or I'll just do it in 7 hours crying all the way.
Yeah.
I don't want to do either of those.
So it's going to be, It's a journey of exploration awaits on Sunday.
Yeah, actually, I had quite a clear thought about this when I was talking to you about it in my head this morning, which is...
Oh, do you do a pre-podcast chat?
No.
In your head?
Not deliberately.
All right. Well, no, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I do as well.
Yeah, yeah,
sometimes I
right.
do as well. I'm on the way here running
well, you know,
and thinking,
it's the, let's have a little chat about this. When you've got someone you really talk openly to about stuff and they're not there...
Yeah.
Then you hear that conversation continues.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Very important to talk to people about stuff.
Yes, yeah. So go on then, what were you going to say?
I know that my challenge for Sunday is to try and repeat my marathon from Brighton.
Yeah.
And I've known all along that that's much harder than it sounds.
Yes.
Know, there's so many variables.
Yes, it will be
Everything
harder.
Is different. You know, everything's always different. You know, for not because of... reasons, just because that's how life works.
Yeah, almost the attempt to have the same experiences, setting yourself up for something completely different. Because it will be different, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be different.
And at least I knew that. But the analogy that popped into my head, and it's a fun one, I think it's completely on point, is this. You ever seen the James Bond film, The World Is Not Enough?
No. Sorry.
It's Pierce Brosnan Bond.
Right, yeah.
Denise Richards, famously, beautiful Denise Richards, pneumatic Denise Richards, plays a nuclear physicist.
Yeah.
Called Christmas Jones.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, towards the end of the film, plot spoiler.
Yeah.
James Bond goes to kill Robert Carlyle.
Yes.
And she's left with a job, which is in the kind of upended sinking submarine.
Right.
When he finishes swimming up the outside of the submarine, she has to open the airlock at the other end with a big red button.
Okay.
This is already a challenge.
Right.
Right. She's got to do it. She's got to time it exactly right. She's got to survive until then. She's hanging on in the stricken submarine.
Yeah.
So that's me thinking, all I have to do is run the London Marathon, same as Brighton. What this week is what happens to Dr. Christmas Jones.
Right.
Suddenly that submarine fills up with water.
Okay.
And she's got to do it underneath bubbling, broiling, boiling water.
Yeah.
She pulls it off. She lets James Bond back in.
Yeah.
Plot spoil. So that's my little analogy.
That's your little point of comparison. And physically, you're absolutely fine, obviously.
Yeah, well, my feet have got this blooming verruca on my... I'm assuming it's a verruca.
Yeah.
I can't see it. It's right at the other end of my body, facing away from me.
Right.
It's sore. So every time that hurts, I think, ugh. But I'm sure...
What, it hurts with every step sort of thing?
No, it hurts when I sort of bump up against
right,
it.
Okay.
It's like a blister pain.
Right.
But not all the time.
Yeah.
But it could be all the time come Sunday. But equally, me being me, if I had blister pain there on Sunday... I don't think that would stop me.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I was looking to get some new trainers this week, and I might, if I ever get to the running show, I might yet.
You might pick some.
Don't worry, dear listener, they would be the same as these. So, you know.
So you haven't been. So it's Thursday. You haven't been to the expo yet, and you don't know when you're going to go.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow.
Right.
Because I want to do as little as possible on Saturday. That's still.
Yeah.
That is still in the diary.
A day of rest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I've done it. I mean, in a way, it's probably quite good because the marathon prep has been bubbling under. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I found 20 minutes yesterday. I looked at a little note I'd written myself about what clothes I was going to wear, what goes in all the pockets.
Yeah.
I went through all the emails, found out what time the trains go.
Right.
How the start works. You know, what we can do.
Are you in the fancy start?
Hospitality.
The celeb hospitality.
Absolutely.
Start. Oh, that's good fun.
I can't, you know, talk about first world problems. Hey, where's my hospitality invite?
Yeah.
No, I felt bad. Someone was saying, I think it was Richard again, saying how long is it going to take to get over the start line and how crowded is it at the beginning. We shared that, but very lucky to not know.
Yeah.
Because
it's at least 30 seconds
hospitality.
For you lot,
isn't it? I mean...
As they usher you out to the start.
Yeah, you watch the elites go past and then you kind of stroll out. Sorry! Sorry, everyone.
Awkward!
It's very kind of Woodland Bloom.
Very lucky.
Yeah, I just accidentally ran the marathon.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... And I've also been doing things like probably eating more sensibly than I would normally on a week like this.
Right.
I've
And you've had, and you've kept to the no booze. Oh, have you?
Yeah, since Monday.
Right.
But yeah, 5 days off.
Yeah, that, you'll feel the difference with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, that's exactly what I had before Brighton.
Right.
And not in a... It's all psychological, really. Yes, I haven't been drinking. Yes, I've got some brown rice sitting on the stove, which I'll eat today. So, you know, I'm actually on my kind of carb loading schedule.
Yeah.
But it's all while I'm rushing around thinking about other things.
Yes, yeah.
You know. And also, when I don't drink, all I do is think about Sunday night.
Yes.
But, there is something powerful in the concept of getting a marathon over and done with.
Oh, yeah, so you can have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm here
today. We're finishing it in a pub.
I'm here today for A, you to frame my thinking, and B, for you to talk me down. So, a lot of responsibility on you today. And yet, here I am still talking.
I can do it. I feel that.
What's going to happen?
Did you see the thing? Well, can we just briefly chat about a... running controversy.
Oh, the
vis-a-vis the ultra.
The woman who cheated in the ultra.
Was it the Great Manchester 50?
Yeah.
And an athlete who's obviously a very good runner.
Yeah.
Like elite runner. Yeah. Difficulties midway through the race. Apparently told the marshals, got into a car, drove 1.5-2 miles in the car.
2.5 miles.
2.5 miles.
To the next station.
Yeah. Got out of the car, ran into the finish.
Yeah.
And then, and this is the odd bit, and then...
Took the medal for third.
Posed for photos, took the medal for third.
Yeah.
Didn't tell anyone the day. Told people a week later.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's been a lot of, obviously, I'd never advocate a social media pile-on. And absolutely wouldn't in this instance.
Yeah.
There's just been a lot of chat about it.
Yeah.
About, oh, she forgot. It was mind fog.
Yeah,
then there's like people really condemning her.
Exactly.
It is an odd one, isn't it? Let's face it. There's been something going on there.
I feel completely equivocal about it, and I think I'm about to be hypocritical. But I think, like you say, I haven't engaged with it at all online.
Right.
Because you just know that whatever the story is, the disapprobation towards this person is going to be terrible. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
taking
yeah.
grief online,
yeah.
and she will do forever.
Yes,
so,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't wish that crap on anyone. But on the other hand, there's a few strange things about it.
Yes.
One
yeah.
part of her, she did say, I'm really sorry, I'm so sorry that happened, it's my bad,
yeah.
which is strong. But there are elements to that story. One, she said, I just flew in. I was jet lagged because I flew in from Australia the day before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you? If you did that, why did you do that? That's like doing a yomp the day before a marathon.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, did that really happen? It sounds like a lie to me.
Yeah.
And then that sort of throws things into sharp relief. And then, yeah, like you say, the story goes that.
I kind of forgot.
She felt really bad, so she got picked up and she drove to the next station and she told them she was going to stop and they said, oh, you'll be disappointed in yourself.
So keep going.
That strongly suggests that they didn't know she'd just been in a car.
Yeah.
And then finally, the last excuse was,
I was really tired
at the end.
That's a really good
and
point.
And I found that one quite annoying because who isn't really tired at the end of an ultra?
Yeah,
it's a classic Morning Magpie. Classic thing where people say, whenever people do bad things, like, I don't know, when someone gets caught in a video saying something racist or just does something that is beyond the pale, it's so often say, I was really stressed, I was really tired.
It
just won't stand. You've got to carry on being a good person even when you didn't get a good night's sleep.
I mean, it was a thing of like, because Kate Carter, friend of the show.
Yes. We've been doing Boston, right? Was she in Boston? I think she was.
I think so, yeah. She tweeted, sort of along the lines of us, like, no social media pylon. She's obviously made a mistake, but...
Yeah.
But I think it's a bit egregious to call it a mistake.
Yeah, I don't think it was a mistake, and I don't think...
But then she clarified, a mistake as in she's done something really bad that she regrets.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is sort of fair enough, but...
Well, I would...
You cannot condone jumping into a car in the middle of a lunch and then standing on the podium a few hours later.
No, that's right.
This is not good.
And,
it undermines the sport. It undermines everything.
Exactly. The fundamental excuse at that point was I was really tired, and that you know, that's just that's
yeah, it's crazy.
That's nothing. That means nothing.
It's crazy. I felt spaced out. You know?
I think she, of course, because she's the best in the world, you have to give the last word in the discussion to Camille Herron.
Yes.
She said, "Can we just focus on good people doing good stuff?" You know, and then tweeted the celebrations of the person who got reinstated into third place.
Yes.
When this person got disqualified.
Yeah.
And then we should all move on. But it's the internet. No one ever will.
Yeah,
but
we've
just had a good chat about it.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's sort of... I think it's good to... I think you just can't condone cheating. You can't undermine the sport like that, you know?
No, exactly. Well, cheating is fundamentally, it undermines...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would...
Everything that we're on about.
It undermines everything. Yeah. You can't...
Yeah.
There's just no point.
What's the point? What are we doing
in
here?
In any game, in any kind of... Yeah. Whether it's a board game with the family or an Olympic event, if you cheat, then the whole thing's knackered for everyone.
Yeah, there's no point.
It's just the most selfish thing you can do.
Let's line up for an ultra taxi.
Yeah.
Run to my Uber. But, you know... Good luck to her, and hopefully she can... She's obviously... She's a world-class athlete as well.
But so, you've paid the suggestion charge. You're going to meet me at Mudshoot and pick me up and drive me to Scotland Yard.
Yeah. Rob, get in!
Oh, we're recording!
Well, there was a bit
We should not have recorded this.
There's been a bit of subterfuge with the London Marathon. It's because who's that... you know, tempting the darkest parts of your soul to jump over the fence when you... When the fields meld, isn't it? You know, 40, is it 14 and 7 mile point?
Yeah.
You know, and some people have availed themselves of that.
No, 14 and later, 14 and 21.
Right, and some people have availed themselves of that opportunity.
But again, you have to...
What's the point, fellas?
It's absolutely pointless, exactly. If you're feeling that way, go home.
Yeah.
If you cheat and then finish something, you didn't finish it, you didn't do it.
Yeah, It's crazy.
The thing is, if you do part of something but then don't do some of it, you think, well, I did some of it. It's like, no, you didn't do any of it. Your offer is moot. I was saying to someone the other day, you're totally unreliable. And they were like, well, I do this and I do that. It's like, I didn't say you don't do anything.
Yeah.
It's just that because you don't do all the things,
that
makes you 100% unreliable.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
So in terms of, like, your run Sunday... I think Saturday feels quite key, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In terms of, like, trying to rest, disconnect.
Yeah, I mean, I really
unplug,
do think...
And also hoping that you don't just sink on that day.
Yeah, that's
And just
right.
totally go too far the other way. And, do you know what I mean?
Well, even if I do, that will be fine too, you know?
Yeah, just rest.
If I need to let in some dark thoughts, then I'll go and sit with them. At least I'll be sitting.
Yes.
And
you're not gigging on Saturday night.
And you know, once you're a grown up, no, I am tomorrow, Friday.
Right, but not Saturday.
And that should hopefully be quite a nice... You know, it's important also to have normality.
Yeah.
So a little bit of return to real life is going to be good.
Yeah.
He says.
Yeah.
Knowing that come tomorrow evening, I'm like, I've got to...
Why am I here?
Go to Kent?
Right.
What's happening? But, and I think also the whole sleep thing, it's only... It doesn't take much to get a bit of rest.
No.
I don't know.
And just you're going to have to just simplify it, aren't you? It's a marathon. You've done loads of marathons before.
Yeah.
You're in really good shape.
Yeah.
The start is not stressful for you because we're lucky enough to get in the hospitality enclosure.
Right. Yep.
You know all there is to know about nutrition and pacing.
Pressure is clarity. You know, you find yourself thinking, well, I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'll put that to one side. I'll do that later.
Yeah.
The trouble is, I've been doing quite a lot of that, and I feel a little bit like another film reference, Ghostbusters, you know, when they've got all the ghosts in that thing.
Yes.
It's building up.
Yeah,
the
you giant, feel it's going to pop.
Twinkie analogy.
You think, yeah.
I think that you might find me taking off all my clothes at 19 miles and saying,
well,
I promise
I can't take this anymore. I think it's one of those where you want to go easy on yourself as well. If you do find it very difficult.
Yeah.
And just bearing in mind everything that's going on in your life,
Heel
it's like, you know, no one's keeping score. You're running two marathons close to close. You're preparing for races later in the year.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically a really long training run, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and actually, I think that's really helpful because it is in all the magnitude of it. I'm not making light of it. I'm not dismissing it. It is a training run. It's just part of the process.
Yeah.
And as such, it is just a run.
Yeah.
I'll go out there.
Yeah.
It's within my power. I'll be back in time for a late lunch.
Yeah.
And And that also, in my preparation, is there. It's there for the guidance. Because this week, I feel bad for all my followers. Because, I mean, it's great to, as we've talked about, it's really great to do charitable fundraising. And not, it's not as altruistic as it sounds, because it gives you real
purpose
and motivation. But on the other hand, it is a wonderful thing to do. And it as to revisit a long-held theme, it alchemizes stress and negativity into positivity.
Yeah.
So, but I feel bad because, of course, I just ran the Brighton Marathon for one charity, and now I want to run the Brecon Beacons Marathon for another. But as I said to you the other day, the Bannow Brecheniog Ultra, I put the poster, I made my Just Giving page for that. And then next time I looked at my phone, I saw Rod there with a friend having a coffee, looking well.
Bennett Aaron, yeah.
Yeah, and it just seemed so auspicious. And anyway, I just exchanged texts with Rod yesterday. And of course, you know, I've got stuff going on in my life. If I want to focus on first world problems and my problems being smaller than someone else's, it's happening right here at home. But to have a friend with a bit of distance there who's so sanguine,
yes,
about having a tough time, and specifically
really gone through it,
in this comparison, is back at work doing stuff, you know, just getting back into life after just the
long
worst
period.
Possible couple of years.
Yeah.
Not just illness, but bereavement and stuff. And so, in a funny kind of way, but not that funny, I think you'll all understand it, of all the things, that text chat with him, it's just incredibly balancing, you know. You just remember where you are, why you're doing it, you know. One day soon, I'll be running in the Welsh mountains, doubtless getting a bit emotional, but in a good way.
Yeah.
And all of this leads to there, whichever way the wave takes me, you know, whether I get knocked and flipped over and water in my ears, or I just brace myself against it and it washes past me.
Yeah, I mean, the worst case scenario is on Sunday is that you run a slow marathon on one of the best causes in the world, supported by loads of people.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's an incredible... I was chatting to Jarlath Regan about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because he's doing his first marathon.
Oh, and he's at London, is he?
Yes, he's doing
London. I didn't
know that. And we had a classic miscommunication, actually, because I said, what's first marathon? He said, yes. I said, what pace are you doing it? What are you aiming for? And he went, 5:20. I thought, well, that's just a nice, steady first marathon.
He said,
you meant minutes per kilometre. So we had a big chat about...
That is a different perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means in terms of finish time.
He means about 4:15, I think.
Okay.
So, but it's just
like Mar Bell, you've got the other communication.
Yeah, I don't think like that at all. But he's aiming for other marathons down the road. He just wants to get a feel of the marathon. And he said, hopefully I'm going to run it and have fun. And I said, don't expect too much fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah,
and brilliant, but...
Back to what we were saying the other day.
I don't think you run marathons for giggles.
No.
You know,
you can have a special emotional experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you will have that.
Yeah, and it can even be all positive.
Yeah.
But fun still probably isn't the word.
Well, no, I was just trying to warn him for that stage where it feels really difficult. I just think if you're preparing yourself for 4 hours 15 of fun, you're not going to get it. do you know what I mean?
I thought they put that on the flyers. Come to London for 4 and a quarter hours of fun.
Because there'll be times when you think, this really isn't fun, you know.
There's a balancing act here. I was thinking about what you were saying. And to be fair to Jarlath, he sounds like he gets it.
Because he's really trained a lot.
He's planning for marathons after it, but he's also saying, I'm going to enjoy it. That's what you want. You know, the thing is, you can't wish it away. You can't think yourself on the other side of it. But you can make it a part of your journey, lessen it so that it sits in.
Yeah.
And those sound like they're contradictory, don't they? But it makes me think of Adrienne, what Adrienne would say about this when she's sort of talking about...
I love you, Rocky. I love you, Adrian.
Different Adrian.
I love you, Rocky.
This is Jürgen's Adrian. Adrian Michelin.
Oh, right, okay.
Not Adrian Balboa.
Yeah. Adrian! Adrian!
Yeah, on Saturday, when I get to Bank of England, I'm just going to run up and down the steps.
Yeah.
It's all my training. It's all the training I've done. Yeah. That's what I need to do, Paul. I need to do a taper montage.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It'll only take me 2.5 minutes then. Anyway, what AGM would say is, you know, think about that thing that you want to kind of not stress out about when you're doing your yoga. Right? Think about it. Think about what you want to do.
Yeah.
And now consider it already done.
Yes.
And that's so different when you think about it to saying, yeah, I can't wait till it's finished or I just want to get it over and done with. No, no, no. Yeah. You're just visualising completion.
Yeah, I think that's really positive.
It frees you up to be in the moment.
Yeah, I think that's a really nice way of looking at it, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're seriously looking for to achieve certain things, I think the language you use to frame it is very important.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So like,
and you can always change it as well, that's the thing.
Yes.
Don't get stuck on a rail.
Yeah.
As people know, that's a real conversation I was having myself in Brighton. So this reminds you of a tough marathon. Oh, I know. Let's have it remind me of an easy marathon.
Yeah.
It's just surreal, but it works. You can play these tricks on yourself.
Yeah.
I did think to myself the other day, looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be a nice break.
Yeah. Just running.
And then other times I think of people who quite rightly are thinking from here, London Marathon, London Marathon, London Marathon, London Marathon. That's it. And if they do stuff, it's go to the expo, think about tape.
Yes.
You know, oh God, I'd love that.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had it, I wouldn't want it. I'd be trying not to stress out. Oh God, this is the most beautiful tree. I want to take a photo, but I took a photo last time.
Yeah, the blossom
is. I'll get these blossoms
the pink,
in front
the
of the.
The pink blossom's beautiful.
In front of the church. Look at that. It's
hopefully
so
they'll open this swimming pool at some stage.
Yeah, we know there's a
this
new
paddling pool.
I think they're closing it because there's a new water park where the bowling.
Right.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
You know, things change. People move
things
on.
Things change.
Good God.
Things change.
So, is it... I think it's probably... I amaze myself to say this, but...
Yeah.
I think we probably should do gold, silver, bronze.
Okay.
Because, you know, like we say, ideation is important.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Gold,
I'm gonna need to include the before and after the marathon, right?
Yeah.
Gold, I get to the start line.
Yeah.
Feeling sanguine, fueled, and well rested.
Yes.
And I run it in terms of finish times.
Hey, Rob, enjoying the hospitality tent.
Yeah, shut
sure.
up!
Hey, what have you been up to? Yeah, it's all great.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Hi. I think I saw you in. Yeah, you were great in there. Yeah.
Well, you get guy of mastermind. So I'm a real big fan of the podcast.
I won that. Oh, yeah. Taurus. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, time wise, no, marathon wise, I run it. I run all the way.
Yeah.
My miles are about the same speed all the way.
Yes.
And I come in around 3:55.
Yes.
Specifically between 3:50 and 4. Okay.
Yes. A cozy,
note,
a
I don't mind if it's faster than the last one or not. That doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Two, what are we talking? Silver?
Silver, yeah. Yeah.
I get to the marathon frazzled and tired.
Slightly
worried
irritated.
It's going to be a nightmare. I get out on the course.
I'm not bothered about mastermind. Forget it.
I drop a brake on the recorders. Yeah. I get really angry. I get in a huge shouting row with a stranger. The course is disrupted halfway through by people from Extinction Rebellion who didn't get the memo.
Yes.
And then...
spread orange powder all over you.
I do some of it at 6:40 mile pace.
Yeah, out of pure
other
rage,
of, yeah,
pure adrenaline
times,
rage.
I crawl
yeah.
and get my knees all cut up. My Veruca pops out the side of my shoe and basically I end up running much in the manner of Simon Pegg in Run Fat Boy Run.
Right.
3:55.
Yeah.
That's silver.
That's your silver. Right, okay. Bronze.
Bronze. Yeah. Get round, uninjured, happy. Enjoy it. If it is slower, recognize that early on. Embrace the nature of the day.
Yeah.
Basically, bronze is the combo between the chill of the first one and letting the time go.
Enjoy it as an experience, irregardless of the time.
That could also be silver. You know, basically.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic about this.
But
I'd go right back and say. You know, you have to remember that what's going on in your brain, as long as it's not actually bad enough that it's physically wiping you out, like you can't sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
It really
and
doesn't
not,
matter.
And you're not at that phase. You are sleeping.
Yeah. And if I get to the start line and, you know, once I get 10 miles in, once I get 10K in.
Yeah.
All of this stuff will have bedded down and I'll just be running.
Yeah.
And I have got, it is a run. It is within my power. Yeah, I keep thinking I haven't done any training runs. It's like you did
you've
a marathon
loads.
A couple of weeks ago.
Loads.
That counts as a last
it
long
absolutely
run.
Does, yeah, it absolutely
so,
does.
So, you know, I have in my own little sneaky way, I've done all the prep.
Yeah. And you've got your music, you've got your sound sorted for
yeah
them.
Well I'm gonna yeah. there's gonna be it's gonna be a multimedia podcast
right
I mean
right
marathon
yeah
I'm gonna be podcasting with you I'm gonna be on BBC London Live
yeah
and I'll be recording my Running Chats radio hour
right
but
yeah
what
I'm drawing caricatures of people as yeah. you don't yeah
well I'm making up crossword yeah. quiz. But what you do have to remember if you're listening that might sound ridiculous but that is actually really going to help me and if it doesn't help me I won't do it.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
will be doing that in a selfish way.
It helps to distract you.
Yeah, I mean, it all goes back. I remember the first time when I think maybe we were going to run together and then you couldn't. I think it was an injury issue the first
yeah.
time
when it was really
we did
hot.
It by phone.
Yeah.
And I was really stressed then because I'd never done that before. I was like, I'm carrying yeah. this record, I'm doing that thing. And I just kept realizing that it was just distracting me in a really useful way.
Yeah.
And then I came in feeling great. So this is,
no,
it's actually
good.
The model. And
yeah.
that was a really stressful time. So again, you can't go back. You can't repeat anything. Never mind
no,
the marathon.
No,
we're
no,
always
no.
moving forwards. But I think the Denise Richards analogy is the best one. That this, I'm under the broiling, frothing water now.
Yeah.
And I'm still going to press the big red button.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, guys, the hubbub you can hear is Celebrity Hospitality, and I'm just getting out of the jacuzzi and finishing off my martini because the London Marathon 2023 started just minutes ago, and now I'm in that freakish bit where I wait to be allowed to start, which is obviously much, much more luxurious than standing in the rain for 45 minutes waiting to get over the start line. So this lady just said they're taking out in about 5 minutes. Don't know if you heard that. So what can I tell you before we get to the start line? Well, it's raining. I've got my very round-headed cap on. I've got my condom-style raincoat and feeling good. But we'll pause now until it's time to actually start. Okay, now we're actually moving towards the actual physical start. And now we've come out of the actual physical. Great talking, Rob. You sly dogs, you got me monologuing. It was really lovely when we came up to the start this morning. Now it's raining, but actually it's not too bad. It's quite nice. It's a good temperature. It's not windy. And the rain is rain, you know. We've all run in the rain before. So feel quite good about it. Moving with all these... lovely people I've seen. Who have I seen? Sophie Raworth, Sharifa, Chris Evans, so many bakers. And who else? Lovely people. So many sweet, friendly conversations in the queue to go to the toilet over and over again. As you know, I've had a hell of a week, and it's actually got even worse since I spoke to you last. But, it's a couple of days ago now, and this is a pretty good distraction. That's everyone cheering for Chris Evans' start line selfies. So here we are. We're good to go. People are jumping up and down. I should probably be jumping up and down, right? What do you think? Should we jump up and down? We'll see. Yeah, we're standing still, and now I'm cold. Just weak. Oh, you want to hear about my breakfast? Oh, thanks. Thanks for asking. I had a jam jar full of birch muesli I'd soaked overnight, and I had a jack of potato, orange juice, 3 cups of coffee. And also, yeah, since you ask, 3 poos. Yeah, here come the beats. You haven't started yet. Starting in. There's people on our right. There's a 320 pacer. Got to try read that number and make sure you don't try and keep up with that guy. And in we go. This is where all Britain's marathon running celebrities get in the way of Britain's fastest club runners. Okay, so I'm pretty much 9 minutes after the official start time. And that seems pretty straightforward, but over time, that maths is going to become both difficult and very important. So wish me luck with that. I won't talk to you for much longer because, you know, we'll catch up later on. But that was pretty exciting, wasn't it? I'd say I feel good. I was sitting, I got to the start line really early. I got there the time I was supposed to. Like comedians, they always say get there, and then you get there and they go, well, what are you doing here so early? And, I just came when you said. But I've had a lot of time to kind of live through various phases, you know. Messed around with all my stuff, reading the paper, ate all my breakfast, finished my coffee, got this kind of combination of cold, coffeeed up, and nervous, where I was kind of shivering in anticipation. But you know, that was about an hour and a half ago. Then I made the late and useful decision to put on all this rain gear, and you know, it kind of kept me busy. Good distraction, particularly the bit where, on the recommendation of Vassos Alexander, actually, I moved my running number from under my raincoat on my tummy to my shorts. And that was a real thrill ride, because as a man, when you start getting the safety pins out for putting your number on your shorts, the stakes are a lot higher than when you put it on your top. What are you saying, Rob? I don't understand what the subtext is there. What I'm saying is there's a Willis Lancing risk. Very quite serious risk of lancing your Willis. This is the kind of podcast content we're applying for. Anyway, I'm going to take all dice of burp then. That's was it a potato or was it muesli? I don't know. So, yeah, all set here. I'm just going to lay out my plan for the day and get to the 1 mile mark, and then I'll talk to you again later. In between talking to you now and talking to you later, I'm planning on talking to BBC London, recording my Running Tracks radio hour, going over Tower Bridge and through the halfway point, and then I'll probably talk to you again before I see my wife at 17 miles. Bless her. Oh, my wonderful wife, Julia, did something so amazing. On the end of last week, when I was off having kind of, you know, family emergency related adventures, she went out unbidden and bought me a brand new pair of running shoes. And you're thinking, oh no, not running shoes, just for a marathon. Exactly the same as the ones I already owned. Come on. Is that or is that not the best wife a runner could possibly have? So looking forward to seeing her at mile 17, where she's going to have the orange slices at the ready. Don't know if you noticed, after all those big cheers just when we started out, we've gone about a quarter of a mile, and now everyone's just standing going, It's raining. I don't think we should stay here all day. So pace-wise, I'm using this, talking to you, to set me off at a... See, it feels right now like I'm running at a really cruising, chatty, running commentary, run with Julia pace. But it's the start of a marathon, and I'm in amongst people who are out here going to sub three. I just got overtaken by a 3:25 pacer. Good, overtake me. That's the way to do it. And that's how I'm going to keep myself running at this pace. I don't know how fast I'm going right now, but I'm going to have a guess at 8.5 minutes, and I'm just going to do that all day. So that's the way it's going to be. Coming up on mile one, I'm just going to go off and run half a marathon, and I'll talk to you again in a bit. Hello! It's what time is it? It's about 12:30, 20 to 1. And I'm just gone 17 miles heading for top of Isle of Dogs, Canary Wharf, and you know, all those buildings, Canada Water, and going steady, feeling fine. The rain has eased off, although I'm still wearing all the gear. You never know, it might start up again. There goes the DLR overhead. I'm gonna give the DLR a wave, see if we can get any waves back. Here we go, waving at the DLR. Hey, yo, yo, yo. Nothing, just nothing, honestly. These city types. No, it's a bit far away. There we go, woo! Nothing. there goes the 3:35 pacer. Let's try and keep up with her. I'm joking, of course. The pacers have been gradually overtaking me since our feed-in ahead of the Speedy Bunch start. This is a good sign that I'm making a pace that I ought to be making. I am making a pace that I ought to be making. But at this point, I'm definitely feeling tired. But I have run quite a long way. I've had a malt loaf, bottle of water, orange wedge. That last from my lovely wife, Julia, thank you. She saved one for me. Was able to be my favourite quote, Paul Rudd in Captain America Civil War. Does anyone have any orange slices? So, I'm not going to talk to you for too long now because I don't think you're getting me at my best. But thank you for distracting me a little at this potentially low ebb. I reckon if I can keep it on like this to 20, which is less than a parkrun away, then I can maintain to the, I wasn't going to say bitter end, that's very negative, isn't it? To the end. To the wonderful end. To the joyous end. So, I just wanted to tell you a couple of stories I picked up along the way. Great atmosphere, right down near the start from the supporters, as all the runners set off quite seriously. I had this moment where I saw someone up ahead in costume, gradually caught up on them as a camel. And I said, "Go on, camel." And then this guy on the sidelines just immediately picked up the chance. "Go on, camel." And then I heard a kid, never saw them, but they were over on the side of the road. A voice, I would say, 9, 10 years old, saying, "Go on, camel. We believe in you. You got this." Which is just great. Anyway, then I'm ahead of the camel. Slightly further on, I heard people saying, "There's a gingerbread man. There's a gingerbread man." Oh wait, I didn't finish the camel story. Got a little bit further on, a bit ahead of the camel. And I just heard someone say, "Is someone coming up there? Is that Scooby-Doo?" "No, it's a camel." And then someone said, "There's a camel coming down." And the woman he was with said, "Shut up." Anyway, then the gingerbread man came past. And everyone was going, "Gingerbread man!" Which I know has a certain level of irony for anyone who follows the adventures of Tony Audenshaw. Anyway, then once he'd gone past, people reading his costume were shouting, "Run, run, as fast as you can!" So, costume fun. That was hours ago. Since then, I've just been considering it my existence. But Hey, that's how it goes. Even while we've been talking, I've got closer, ever closer to the 18 mile mark. Hoover and hold, right? Hoover and hold. And I'm definitely running a good steady pace. I ran the first half and I think around an hour 52. Is that right? So all I have to do is run the second half in exactly the same amount of time. And there you go, perfect. Easy, right? Okay, let's see what happens at the end. Okay, kids, I've learnt my lesson from Brighton and not come back to you too soon. And it's taking all my effort to put one foot in front of the other. And as you can hear, as I can hear, it turns out, I can't speak. I'm so messed up. But I've run all the way and I've got 385 yards to go. So try and get a picture of that bridge. There it is. 385 yards to go. Buckingham Palace on my left. It's been tough, guys, but I don't think any of us expect anything else, right? The timing, the pacing, very useful, because if I'm right, I'm just going to make it under four. And I don't know what my splits are. I've definitely slowed down, but I didn't go too fast early on. And I've just kept running, you know? Kept running while it was fun. And then when it stopped being fun, I kept running. The atmosphere out here is fantastic. The rain has been steady, but not heavy in the slightest. And I've seen so many friends and wonderful supporters and strangers. Just a really good scene. So, coming past, get these crowds to cheer. Cheer, crowds! Yeah, one person. And I mean, that's it, that's the corner. I can see the finish line now. The official time o'clock minus 9 minutes is my finish time, right? So here's the music. There's the big, well, it's the finish line. It says step into the history books. And yeah, that's a 3:45 pacer just in front of me. But of course, they probably left slightly later than me. So don't worry, I haven't overdone it. And what I can't see is a clock. So let that cliffhanger stand. I put my microphone back in my mouth for you guys. I also took my hat off and sorted my quiff out purely for vanity reasons. Here we go. So yeah, 14:07 and 42 seconds. So I'm going to be coming in like 2 minutes under 4 hours. And frankly, it took everything to do that. Maybe 1 minute. Anyway, in we come. That was Hunter Marathon 2023. Woohoo! We're done. We're done.
And there you are.
Post. Hello, mate.
I did the marathon.
You did London.
If it does feel like just about a second ago we were here doing this, doesn't
it?
A
lot of people did it, didn't they? It seemed to the observer that it was almost perfect conditions for the marathon on the weekend.
Yeah, it was very...
Sort of bit of light drizzle.
Morning, the energy wasn't there.
Right.
Like when I saw Sophie Raworth, she was like, well, I wasn't expecting this. You know, right. And it looked like it might really come down. That's the thing. Because it wasn't... When everyone arrived at like 8 in the morning, it was like looked like quite a nice day.
Yeah.
And then the clouds rolled in and it started to rain. And then it rained really hard.
Right.
About, I don't know, 3-4 miles. And it was like, wow, this is going to be quite a long day. But actually, that was as hard as it rained.
Right.
It maybe, I mean, slightly showery. It never looked, it felt like it was going to go, and it never went enough to not be wearing a raincoat. But the next time I got really wet was when I just finished. So there was like a couple of showers, heavy showers in 3 hours isn't much,
is it? And what was, no, absolutely. And what was Sophie going for? What was the Raworth?
I don't know. I didn't get much of a chat with her. I just know we were more talking about run logistics.
Right. Okay.
Like she said, I'm in a vest. Because I was just that minute.
You went full rain jacket. Yeah.
And I said wear a cap because I'm worried that if you run, this is anyone, not her, I always think that if you run for a long time in the rain without a cap, it just pushes your head down, which pulls on your back and your legs.
Right, yeah, okay.
Anyway, because, yeah, there's a lot of caps, a lot of vests. I think I was the only person out there in a cagoule.
Right, yes. I was a bit, when I saw you in that, I was slightly worried that you find yourself overheating.
Well, it's a lovely runner's cagoule. It's very breathable.
Right.
I was a bit hot after about a mile.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the run, it was ideal, except I was just a bit vain.
Right.
Okay. I thought, why am I?
Why am I in a cagoule?
I'm Mr. Cagoule.
Yeah.
They call me Cagoulio.
Yeah.
It really isn't the big issue, though, is it? I tell you what, you know, I don't want to tire people too much with my marathon story, so I'll give you something that sums it up. Remember how just towards the end of Brighton, I was thinking, in London, I have to repeat this.
Yes.
Only faster. Oh, don't right. plan for London. All this
right.
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what I thought straight after London was, Brecon Beacons, 2 weeks. Right. I might have to cancel that. Right. Which I haven't, by the way.
Right. So Brecon Beacons is in 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise it was that close.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Which I'm really scared about now because
there's a lot of back-to-backing going on.
There's proper conflict between the fact that I need to totally rest up
yeah.
and the fact that I feel like I'm not, you know, mountain ready.
Yes, yeah. Well, you definitely can't do any big blocks of training in 2 weeks, can you? So
no, I need to let myself recover. I mean, if any of the, you know, I definitely wasn't, I could feel Brighton in London, you know. So.
Yeah.
So there we are.
And but in terms of, like, consistency of time and stuff, you cracked it, didn't you?
Yeah, do you know, if I'm really strict with myself, and I'm ashamed, not even ashamed, I kind of don't want to admit it because I know people will remind me of it, but I would say, and I only really realised this yesterday, and I was a little bit gutted, I think I went off slightly too fast.
I saw a couple of splits, and I thought, I wonder whether he's gone off a little bit fast.
Yeah, it's harder to tell because the GPS is a little bit off, so some of the splits come in a bit weird.
Right.
I definitely didn't do a 6:20 mile in the middle there.
Right.
That's inaccurate. But I was running. I was hoping, looking at Brighton, I'm looking at long 8:30s, 8:35, 8:40.
Yeah.
And keeping it around 9, sub 9. And looking at splits now, the first few miles, I was small at 8:10, 8 and a bit.
Right.
I had no idea I was doing that. I was just running steady. I was talking. I recorded. I was talking on the radio. But I lost that feel for the optimal
just a bit excited.
Pace.
Yeah.
I shouldn't think it made much difference because I obviously wasn't running flat out or even...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It didn't feel like you were racing at any
point. It was probably the part of me that was like, let's do a classic time, you know. Some people were projecting last week that I would throw it all out the window and try and get my best time, which of course I didn't, but also couldn't have done.
Yes.
But anyway, it was great. And it basically went in the file as one of those really tough ones. But I did it. I ran it
because it was tough. It was tough. It's back-to-back marathons.
Yeah, and it was tough. It's nice in the wider scheme of things to see, you know, the number of people who come away saying, wow, that was hard. It's heartening.
Yeah.
Because it is hard.
They are.
There's something non-specific, quite pin down about different marathons being different levels of hard as well. I don't know. London's medium tough, I'd say. And I know all marathons are tough, don't get me wrong. But, you know.
I mean, as a course, it's great, isn't it? But it might be a bit tiring just running with that amount of people as well, the intensity of
it. That's right. That's right. As you get tired, it does get, you know, the proximity. It's not because there's like people worried about getting choked up. I was never choked up.
Yeah.
But when you're really tired and when you're me, when people kind of come round and pull in right in front of you, kind of clip your elbows.
Yeah, it gets a bit
much. You start
to
think,
do that
off. So basically, don't go too long, Rob.
Leave a bit of space.
I went out there, felt good. It was difficult doing the radio with Robert Elms because the rain hadn't factored in the rain, so that was a shame.
Right.
And I think they changed the plan of foaming when I was coming around Cutty Sark, which is a lovely idea. I could actually see him on deck. But, of course, network saturation didn't stand a chance.
Yes. Yeah.
My Running Church radio was absolutely amazing to the point where people just aren't going to believe that playlist was randomly generated, but it was.
Right, great. It's good.
And that music really helped me, and the music really helped me throughout, actually.
Yeah.
A wonderful wife at...
Where were they at?
Yeah, 17 miles.
Right.
She had the orange wedges Oh, that's always the point. You know, other people do it for the first time and say, oh, yeah, so you mean cut out of the halfway, come off the turn back, 15 to 17 miles is when you just realise it's going to be difficult.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
17 to 20 is where you just have to
really
hold it off because you're not in the second half yet.
Yeah.
And but the people, Paul.
Yeah.
The cheering, the people, the thank you marshals, the not running commentary, other people saying, hey, there you are.
Great.
There's always someone seeing an individual.
That's
you know,
great.
My
yeah,
son's
that's perfect. Yeah.
friend and his mum, there they are. I'm saying to them, oh, hi, guys.
Yeah. It was great to watch. I mean, I watched it on telly.
Yeah.
Obviously a lot easier.
That must have been tough.
But it was great to watch.
You said that you were busy and there was no way you could
I mean,
be
it was
there.
Really quick around the sharp end of it as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
it's
oh,
something
yeah.
like a world-class state
oh,
marathon.
Oh, stories, incredible stuff yeah. happening up the
yeah.
front.
But yeah, and just, it's just a hell of a day, isn't it?
It's just
a hell of a London
Such
day,
a
isn't it? Yeah.
Coming in that last stretch, not even the last stretch, specifically the stretch from 25 miles to Big Ben.
Yeah.
Slightly uphill, past New Scotland Yard.
Yeah.
And the people there cheering. And of course, as you come past, they've been there cheering for hours already, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
You can't imagine, if you haven't been there, the amount of effortfully, like, actively given love.
Yes.
Coming
yeah, yeah.
out of these strangers.
To strangers.
All they want is for you to get
All
there.
All day, yeah.
And they love you for it, and even there is even a subtlety to it.
Yeah.
They never give you a hard time, they're never going to push you too hard. It's just strangers going, go on, you can do this.
And they've kind of got to the...
And it's beautiful.
They've gone to the point where... You sort of need them the most, but at the same time, they sort of know that you probably are going to do it, kind of.
Yeah, that's right.
There's an element of congratulation.
They're excited for you.
Yes,
exactly,
yeah.
exactly. You don't even think of that at the time, but you're exactly right. And again, beautiful for me, because dotted among those are people we know.
Yes.
You know, Susan from comedy.
Yeah.
Nicola Cartledge was slightly earlier on, but just at about 23, I think.
Right.
Dominic Holland.
Dominic.
Was in that last...
Yeah.
It was around 25, you know. But it doesn't matter as well. It's everyone from my wife to strangers, you know.
Yeah.
And everything.
Shout for Blackfriars Bridge. Did it give good bridge?
Yeah, coming up there. Well, they had one of the... there was a drum band.
Right.
Tucked in just into the end of the tunnel as you came out. Like, actually in the tunnel.
Right.
And it sounded incredible.
I bet it did.
They were using the tunnel as a kind of a... effect.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going you can't get the echo of it, you know. And they had just a few lights in the tunnel. Just enough to make you know that you weren't forgotten down there.
Tribal
really
and
good.
Earthy and ancient, isn't it? And
yeah. Sort of, there was also, I think this was really good because I think if it was ill-judged, the state I was in, I would have really fought it. But Buxton, also water sponsors and providers, they had a big model wall that was broken.
Right.
That you came through sort of between, is it about 21 miles?
Okay.
So that was nice. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, yeah, yeah, we have.
Yeah, that's good. That's great.
Nice touch.
Yeah.
It was great out there. And, so I felt good. I felt good about my pace. And my feet were hurting, but they were hurting in a controlled way.
Right.
My wonderful wife, on Thursday when I was busy having one of the worst days of my life, my wife bought me a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Thursday before the marathon, terrible idea. I didn't ask, but she bought shoes exactly the same as the ones I already owned.
Oh, well, that's great.
I mean, could you want for a better wife?
Yeah,
you couldn't.
That's great.
You couldn't.
Yeah.
And then
Perfect.
The other thing about her, apart from 70 miles and... orange wedges, which, by the way, she had to keep them back because they were very welcome, so she chose that well. Orange wedges have caught on.
Right.
You didn't used to see them much, did you? There's a lot of them out there on Sunday, which is great because that's brilliant. Salt, sugar, juice, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I was supposed to... She said to me at 17, I'll be at Embankment Gardens on the right. Oh, see you there. And she tried to get some Embankment Gardens. She was going along the marathon course on foot from the tower. And she got to just before the tunnel. And she thought, he's coming. And she went to the fence. And there I was, like seconds later.
Yeah, wow.
Absolute, you know,
wow.
Kismet.
Nice.
And she said, kismet. I said, I can't reach. So I reached up. And it was a wonderful moment. Because at that point, I was basically looking around for some kind of energy from somewhere.
Yeah.
And
I'd just taken the Lucozade drink, which I would never normally have. Because, interestingly, in no judgment, once you get into that back straight, people aren't giving out fruit anymore.
Right. Yeah.
10 miles, 20 miles, you never have to wait too long for half a banana or a bit of orange. And to be fair to the people from 22 to the end, you occasionally see a jelly baby, but
yes.
Now vegan.
Yeah.
But you don't see half a banana anymore. And I was thinking, I need another bit of orange, half a banana.
Banana.
So I'm just a little bit worried I'm going to faint.
Banana.
I think the main thing, this is technical,
banana.
I think that my fueling technique needs salt.
Right.
I forgot to take a salt pill. I think I need to start carrying a salt drink in one of my pouches.
Right.
Because I think that feeling when I feel hungry and also feel queasy, it's my... salt's getting out of balance, you know. That's the theory anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, sip of Lucozade. Lucozade Sport, naturally. Saw my wife, oh my God, threw the cup into the bin, like straight in.
Nice.
Like James
it.
Bond's hat on the stand. Bang. Hit the music again. Oh, Led Zeppelin, rock and roll. Fantastic, rock and roll. Straight into those real drummers at the other end of the top.
Nice.
So basically it ran steady, ran it well, felt good about it, but I just had to persuade myself to keep running from about 20 on.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Entertain the possibility of walking and thinking, well, keep running. Later tough. It gets the stronger you'll feel, even as you feel more tired, you know.
Tough yards, tiring.
Yeah.
And the finish was good fun? You had fun at the finish, did you?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Again, listeners have literally just heard it. I kept turning it on till really late because I know I was chunching away for, oh, the deer are running.
Wow,
look at that, that's exciting. Maybe the stag is getting a little bit
something's
frisky.
Happening.
It is spring after all. Either that or someone's letting a dog into the dog, which is a little bit less fun. There were some dogs going after some ducks when we first arrived this morning, wasn't there? So, yeah, the finish. I was going to Birdcage Walk, and I thought, don't start recording yet. And then... listen to another great song, Ramblin' Man by Lemon Jelly, which is I heard that song like when I was 30.
Right.
And it's been like a soundtrack to my life ever since. And so I let that finish and then stuck the recorder on it. Literally as you go into the bridge, you know, 385 yards to go.
Nice.
So listeners hopefully enjoyed that. And when I started talking, I sounded like this. Yeah, it's been quite difficult.
I need salt.
As you can hear. But I felt good. Got to the line.
Chips.
Went to hospitality.
Yeah.
I'd been well warned that they'd moved.
Right.
When I got there, you know, it was just off down the way. You've been there, where we were with their gamble.
Yeah.
Got there and the security guy said, oh no, that is not here. You have to walk back.
Right.
I was like, I don't think you understand how little walking I have left in me.
Could you carry me?
I was breaking. I was like, can you see me crumbling? Can you see the cracks? And then when I did get to hospitality, they let me in. Very nice.
Yeah.
And it's really starting, you know, now I'm on the edge of tears.
Yes.
And I saw the first guy I saw, first like host, said, oh, I just finished your book the other day, Rob. Like, thank you. You're probably lying, but it's making me happy. And then a woman came along and said, I was at the Parkinson's fundraiser gig in October. I was like, oh my God.
Nice.
And then
nice.
I saw Kipchoge walking the other way.
I just read your brother in chapter 7.
He said, oh, nice to see you, Rob. Love your work. No, I mean, I didn't really. Yeah, and then I was broken, but I had a can of Coke.
Yeah.
And had my...
Coke
the same
spot.
Way the sub-4, you know, I was thinking at around 25 miles. There's only one way to get sub-4 now, and that's to keep running.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly good.
Yeah.
Blooming inspiration. Even if I am one of those cliched guys that has to get sub-4. I don't know if I am, but anyway. And... Well, I am. I mean, I definitely am.
Quick shout to Ivo, who got some 3.
Yeah,
2:59.9.
And buried it under all his, fundraising, his family and stuff. You read down the thread, he's like, oh, yeah, 2:59,
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Great natural athlete.
Yeah. And, the same way that sub-4 dragged me to the finish line, the meeting of Julia dragged me
into my,
into life.
The first 10 minutes of like getting changed and stuff, it was it was ridiculous. I was going.
that's always a very emotional moment, isn't it? Making your way to your family again after these events.
Yeah, that's right. But I bounced back quick, you know. By dinner time, and once I was back at my UFOs, I was, I was
feeling good.
Yeah, not bad at all. So that's a relief.
Incredible, incredible day. It was had by all. Lots of great stories coming out from there. Yeah. I don't know how Sophie got on, actually.
Yeah, well, she said that she went off too fast, but she got a good time.
Right.
And she's passed on some incredibly impressive stories of other people. Are the couple of the oldest women running incredible times.
Like, yes.
You know, normal club runners knocking off world records, you know, this kind of...
Well, yeah.
What an amazing thing it is. And the last few days, you just watch it and you just... It is the most Morning Magpie democratic thing.
Yeah.
You know, because every single one of those marathon stories, I smashed it. I did it in 2 hours and 20 minutes. I had a nightmare. I'm never doing it again. It took me 7 hours.
Yeah.
The video that the marathon themselves posted of the last finisher, did you see that?
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, it's just so moving. Just really a normal guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just running in, obviously. You know, running because it's the finish and he's really suffering. But, oh, God,
yeah.
Just get you in the chest, you know.
Shout
and
to
every story just right across the board.
Yeah. Shout to my London Heathside, Sarah Swinnow, who ran 2:55.
Wow.
She was second over female over 50 in the entire event.
Oh, that is it. That's
she's
the kind.
I think she's going to get hold of an England vest quite soon. She's
good.
running for a partner who's got cancer. And the story's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's the other thing. It's all out there, you know. It's so positive and it's so much fun. And it's not just people running to process. Just the number of touching T-shirts you see early on, you know. People running in memory of people who... You know, who've passed away, and you see a picture of them, and they're lovely.
Yeah.
You see that picture. You've never seen this person. You don't know this whole story.
Yeah.
This person's running. You're looking at their back. All of that is just right there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And then there's people out there themselves. You know, there was someone running, a couple of people running together, and she was running, pushing his wheelchair, and he's quite... physically disabled, but they're out there, you know.
Yeah.
And I saw them later on your left, coming through, and it's just one example, you know. People, was it Adele who we met briefly at the
Adele Roberts
got the world record for someone running with a stone, which is really incredible.
No, she's great.
But that's what all those stories are, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is the best of us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
it really is. That's how it feels. Yeah,
sometimes I didn't see it that way on the day.
Yeah. It's the best of us jostling past, elbowing you in the ribs.
I look like an idiot in my cagoule. Yeah. It's amazing that my vanity still puts that right at the top of the list.
And obviously, we're including that in other marathons as well. I mean, it's just because London's so filmed and projected over by the nation, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. And also...
All marathons are great. And
as a result, it's not as... You know, a lot of other marathons, fantastic marathons, and more, they're just about runners and running.
Yeah.
or it can look that way. I mean, don't get me wrong, even everything we're saying about stories and the fundraising and stuff, yes, it's absolutely representative. I think particularly across UK marathons. Yeah. You see this in Manchester and York.
And London feels global as well, doesn't it? Yes. Because of the nature of it. So. Yeah. Something a bit different about it.
And London needs it. It's London at its best. You know, London isn't normally like that. And there's a magic to the way it just
transforms,
transforms and then goes away again.
Yeah, then Monday morning it's all gone.
I saw a guy first thing in the morning walk up the hill with this incredibly Irish guy who was so diffident about his... He's 2:54 last time. I'm hoping to do a little bit better this time. So I'm not much of a runner myself. I'm like, 2:54? Yeah, are you talking to me about? I don't know how he did, but he was nice. Walking up the hill, so it was early, there was no one else about at this point, and saw someone in a huge homemade dinosaur costume.
Yeah.
And just began a real story of all the costumes. Obviously, you see all this stuff, but I just thought, save the dinosaurs!
Yeah.
But, I was running along, and I saw a camel, two people running as a camel. And I said, "Go on, camel." And then this guy next to me said, "Go on, camel."
Yeah.
And then a little voice from someone I never saw said, "Go on, camel. You can do this. We believe in you."
We believe in camels.
Just, it's really something, isn't it?
Yes, no, absolutely is, yeah.
So listen, let's do these PBs.
Yeah, let's do them, man.
Oh, wait, maybe we should get away from this.
Here we go, just walk across here.
Yeah, good. Strim me not, strim up. And isn't it beautiful? It's cold and windy today.
Yeah, but it's nice, clear.
It's happening.
It's just a clear
day. Across the grass there to the church. Look at that. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was good fun. I mean, I've been running, but I've entered the race of the stones.
Brilliant.
I took the dive. I didn't even bother waiting to see if I could scrounge a freebie.
Yeah.
I thought I'm just going to do it, you know.
Precludes the possibility of you moaning about how much it costs, which is good. It's important to nip
bud. There'll be none of that, although I think I said in the text, I'm determined to eat the weight of my of my fee somewhere. I was just collecting food while I run to get.
But in all seriousness, it's worth every penny, says the guy who didn't pay for it. But it's just incredible.
Do you know why? I think part of the thing is the way my head works is like, I think I could have snaggled a free place because obviously we'll chat about a lot of stuff. But somewhere within that, it's like people who don't pay for a comedy gig. Sort of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In terms of investment in the event.
You wanted to help your commitment.
In terms of investment in the event, it's good for me to shell out because it'll make me want to get value for money.
Yeah.
I know that sounds.
Yorkshireman, know thyself.
I'm going to get the 2 days out of it come hell or high water because I paid for it. Yeah, this is, $112.50 a day and I'm having it.
We see this panning out wrong as he gets to 11 on the Sunday and he's still in his tent. Bring me another sausage.
I'll have two full breakfasts.
Need to strike these now, Mr.
At some point, you're going to have to set off, sir.
Bring me a bicycle.
I want a big bag and loads of food in it.
Oh, brilliant, though. That's so good.
Yeah, I'm
that's
looking
a journey,
forward to the adventure. I'm looking forward to the
journey. Do you want to come and do the Brecon Beacons, Banau Brecheniog, with me in a couple of weeks as a warm up?
What date is that? I don't think I'm able to do it.
I was joking. Yeah. You shouldn't. It's the 6th of May.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look
do some
at this.
PBs
go back. I hope we're not overlapping. We've got so many, we really want to catch up. So let's start. Yeah. Let's go back to March.
Okay, cool. Cool. Back in March, Pete Winder.
Oh, wait a minute, we didn't do the song.
Back in March, Pete Winder did the Thirsk 10 miler, a local ground for me actually.
Yeah.
In 69:40. Well done, Pete.
Excellent.
Well played. Thirsky. Nicola Cartledge, friend of the show.
Yes, and also someone who had a bad time in Brighton, and this predates Brighton. So let's go back to those celebrations.
Okay, cool. Paddock Wood Half, a 9-minute PB, 1:39:44. Well done, Nicola.
Huge.
Flash Gordy.
Possibly not real name.
In the Alloa Half. 4:50 improvement, 83:25. Well done, Flash. Flash
great
by name.
Great picture Flash. Flash. It was kind of rainy on the ground, but he said the rain held off, although there was raining PBs out there.
One of us is real.
Daniel, I believe, is his real
Daniel
name.
Daniel Bakewell?
He got consecutive parkrun PBs. I was writing down his 24:55 from Brockwell Park.
Brockwell. And then, the next week? He did 24:7. Wow, he's probably passed through the time-space continuum by now.
Yeah, that's right.
Well played.
This last
One of
Saturday,
us is no longer real.
He went backwards in time in South London. Haven't seen since.
Peter Robinson, the Southport Mad Dog 10K.
He's a mad dog!
1:10 faster than 2017.
Which
wow.
is that something,
that's
isn't
a long
it?
Time
Two
ago.
Years ago yeah.
That's pre the awfulness.
Yeah, yeah, the late unpleasantness.
52:04. Well done, Pete.
He's a mad dog.
Yeah, mad dog.
Meow.
Mad dog. Emma Walker.
Yeah. Emma Runner, more like.
Ox 5, Blenheim Palace 5-miler.
Which I'd like to do that. We should do
sounds
that
Sounds good.
Year.
That sounds like a good event, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And she did it last year and got a PB then, if I remember rightly.
48:07. New PB. Celebrated with a team roast.
Well,
well
sounds
played,
like a fun night. So oh, I see what you mean.
Come on, team. Up for the roast.
Back to the hotel.
Pardon. Nothing.
God, this is
I meant potatoes.
This is as bad as Tomkinson's tent at the Rest of Stones.
Value for money. Right. April PBs.
And they moved on. Oh, good. It's April, is it? Thank goodness.
Wes Ball.
Wes.
finished with me, finished with you in Brighton.
Yeah, yeah, we came over the finish line. He said, go on, run calm, thank you, Marshall. And the fun thing is, I think we finished within seconds of each other. He got 3:54. Yes. He was training for something else and got his PB 48 accidentally
second
on the
PB,
way.
So well done.
But also, he finished at almost the exact same time as me, but actually must have started, he paced it better than me. So right. He started I'm assuming a couple of minutes after me. Right. And on the finish line, we were only a few hundred metres out, but right. He came through and said, yay, running commentary, and then went... And he was over the line, you know, in a funny kind of way, about 3 hours before I was.
Wow.
Even though we both got 3:54. So nice and great.
And then we've got Lee Lansley. 4 minutes off his PB, sub 90 for the first time, the London Landmarks Half Marathon, 88 minutes, 11 seconds. Well done, Lee.
Yeah, he said he's telling everyone, and I'm like, yeah, damn right.
That's great.
You know that? I'm sorry, I keep bringing it back to me, but I just saw that, and that's my half marathon PB, and I cannot imagine it. It's like it happened to someone else.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy. Well done, Lee. Incredible.
Peter Edwards, Whitby Park run. Nice. Wife also PB'd, as did 13-year-old son, who got a sub 20-minute park run.
Yeah, that's
at 13.
Really something. Yep, yep.
Yeah, he's first. That kid's fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Pete came in with 21 minutes and 23. That's a new PP. That's a
yeah, yeah.
Liam,
he's a mad monkey.
Liam McIntyre.
Liam, we talked about Liam the other day. But
friend of the show.
And he amazing, but here are the stats.
Good to get a clock on it.
South Downs.
South Downs Way, 50-miler. Yeah.
Second place!
In the whole race.
Yeah, which to us is first place, because we don't know who came first.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah, because they're not friends of the
who's
show.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A.N. Other.
It should be noted at this point that that's not how we really feel.
6 hours and 40 minutes and 16. Well done, Liam.
That's more than two marathons on the trail, back to back, long way sub 4. You know, it's just an incredible achievement.
He's crazy fit.
Yeah,
that guy's fit.
Again, the photos were good too. He's incredible.
He's really good at running.
Yeah, what?
He's a great runner. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Stuart Strath.
Yes. Stuart runs with his daughter Abby in Scotland and reports every week, and it's lovely the stuff they're doing.
Yes.
This is about to be a parkrun PB, and this Abby was taking it easy because she had a 10K the next day, her first ever 10K.
Wow. This is the Adcathy Park run.
Yeah.
24 seconds off, 23 minutes and 8 seconds. Well done, Stewpot.
All those hill reps are paying off.
I'm going to call him Stewpot.
He hates it when you call him Stewpot. Well done, Stewpot.
Come on,
Stewpot.
Come on, Stewpot. Stop calling me Stewpot!
Also, my autocorrect online called Abby Annie. So great, we're really respecting
them. Oh,
there.
Annie. My name is
Abby. Oh, Annie. Your name's not Annie.
Peter and Fam again.
Same, they're back.
Right, they're back.
Yeah.
Alveston. Wife sub 26.
Yeah,
Peter,
PB.
21:02 PB. 13-year-old, 90 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah.
He's swift, that guy.
They're going to have to start going home separately because he can't be bothered to wait.
Yeah.
Which way? Oh, boring. Here comes Mum's.
Andrew Tunnicliffe, friend of the show.
Yep.
Heard that name before.
You're all friends of the show.
Everyone's friends of the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, what does that really mean?
Christchurch Marathon.
Oh, Dalmatian in the sunshine. Yeah, Christchurch, so in New Zealand, I think.
Yeah. 30 minutes off.
Unless it was near Bournemouth, I literally don't know.
First sub 2:04 marathon. 3 hours, 54 minutes. Well done.
Brugger.
That's great.
All the coolest people getting that time this spring.
Perfect. James Henderson, Newport Marathon. Mm-hmm. 9 minute 40.
That is Newport, South Wales, isn't it?
Yes.
Not Newport.
9 minute 43 seconds off his PB. 4 hours and 6 minutes. Well done, James. Fantastic.
Massive.
Well done. Great. Strong yards.
Yeah.
Abby Strath.
Now, this is Abby, okay? So, taking easy at parkrun and then went off and ran her first 10K. Where was the 10K?
Is she the wife of
the daughter?
The daughter. Yeah. Stewpot's daughter.
Annie, you know, Stewpot's daughter.
Abby Strathpot. Grangemouth 10K. Her first training at 58-ish, for the time 58-ish.
Yeah.
Came in at 51 minutes and 37 seconds. That's great.
I think, yeah, it's worth recording this training because, you know, the first one is always your first one. You've got a PB. But she obviously absolutely smashed it.
She obviously smashed it. She changed her own game. She was going for 58 minutes, came in under 52. That's brilliant.
Really good.
Andrew Bates.
Yeah.
Cathedral to Castle.
This sounds good.
10-miler. Lichfield to Tamworth.
Yep.
Lovely part of the world. We've gigged in that a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
4 minutes off the PB. 82 minutes... and 58 seconds.
Brilliant.
Well played.
Well, great thing, Andrew, about 10-mile times is they always sound amazing when you've been talking in half marathon times.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's a great. That's great half 10-mile time.
Didn't mean to diss it though. Also, the Cathedral to City is a lovely name, but if it was City to Cathedral, you'd go from Tamworth to Lichfield, and that would be nicer, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes. No, no disrespect to Tamworth.
Oh, he's dissing places. This is going to bite us back.
All right, Babs. It's all very well. I've lived in Tamworth. Cat Parry, Manchester. 11-minute PB.
We don't know how Manchester Marathon.
Manchester Marathon.
Don't know what time, Kat, you didn't tell us, but you got an 11-minute PB and that deserves celebration.
Yes.
It's because we said
need more info.
She said, thanks, I got 11-minute PB.
Need more info.
So
well
nevertheless,
played.
Kat Parry, 11 minutes Kat off Parry. Is fantastic.
What does this mean? It says horrible 18-22.
She said it was horrible 18-22, but all right,
okay, cool. I thought that
I
was
made a note of that. Not least because I think that, no criticism at all, but I think we all need to recognise that when you get a good time in a marathon, you will just quite often come in going, wow, but you kind of get come in going, but it was really hard.
Yeah, and if I'd done
this, I'd have gone faster and been even happier. I think that you can't help yourself tell that narrative, but I think we need to start recognising in retrospect that it's not but...
No,
it's because it's and,
isn't it? You've got to fold it in.
Exactly. Tell us how fast you did, Kat, but also it doesn't matter. Well done.
Mark Garter. Manchester Marathon, grueling last few miles.
Mark Carter. Yeah. I went too far on the line across the middle of the A, okay. And it's gone across onto the C, suggesting a G. Yeah.
Mark Carter. Grueling last few miles. Pace dropped off, of course. I mean, join the rest of the queue, mate. Join the gang, mate. Pace dropped off.
Yeah.
But still, 3 hours, 22 minutes, 32. That's fantastic.
It's a classic
end.
You know what
fantastic.
I mean? There's no butt there. That's
no,
huge.
No, that's brilliant.
Yep.
Kevin Hutchins.
Yep.
Manchester Marathon without any walking. Well done.
Yeah,
that's that's a barrier, isn't it?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Your first marathon run whole way.
Yeah.
Amazing, incredible achievement. And underplayed, I think. I don't
yes,
think people
absolutely.
Talk about that enough.
Oh, that was the difference, really, between the marathon I did and other ones, which in other ways were just as suffering. It's just hanging in there and keeping running. I mean, to be fair,
just
that's because it's
running.
Not everyone's journey. Some
just
people,
keep running.
Even at all kinds of paces. You know, if you're Camille Herron, you've got to include the concept of run-walking.
Yes.
If you're training to run-walk, you run-walk, that's what you do. It's not... But if it's your journey try and run all the way, and then you do, that's a huge achievement.
And if you need to get in a car, just get in a car.
Just get in a car. Just
make a mistake.
Just
it's
take
a mistake.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Easy mistake. Kevin Hutchins, 4 hours, 35 minutes, and 4 seconds. A 42-minute PB.
That's huge.
Shattered.
And he was saying I kind of wanted something sub 4.5, but there was no way it was there when I got there. And that's it. We need to remember that for everyone. I have to, so many good PBs. Remember that those hard lines in the times, they don't mean that much.
No,
that's huge.
That's
well done, Kevin.
Insane.
It was a lovely
Ray
story.
Clayton at the Boston Marathon.
The Ray the
classic,
Rocket.
Classic marathon.
Yeah.
5 minute PB, years in the making, 28 minutes.
Yeah, this is complicated. His latest PB
his Boston Marathon
is 5 minutes, but his last road marathon was, it was 5 years ago, and that was 28 minutes slower.
Right, okay, so he's brilliant. He's really come through there. Really 3 hours, 10 minutes, 52 seconds. Well done.
Wow.
Well played.
Baston.
Up Heartbreak Hill. Marcus Staff, the Boston UK half. 7 minute PB.
Yeah, this is Boston. But
UK.
It's a half marathon. Yeah. It's in the UK.
It's in the UK. 7 minutes PB, 1 hour, 53 and 3 seconds. Well done, Marcus Staff.
Oh, yeah. Rugger. Excellent. Good photos. I like that one. I'm still measuring a run, and we've been walking since we started doing the PBs. See? So you can run walk. That counts. That's all good. Who's next?
Kieran Gilbert.
Kieran's wife Alicia got in touch and wanted us to
know. He did Manchester Marathon.
Yeah.
Wife Alicia, let us know. Thank you, Alicia. 2 hours and 56. Well done, Kieran.
Well,
that's great. That's monstrous.
Up there with the running gods.
That's
faster than yours.
It's really fast. Much faster than mine. And Gavin Sumpter.
Gavin, who we've been following his journey all year.
Yes, yeah. He did the London Marathon. Is this London Marathon?
Yes, he did. He did the Brighton half earlier on in the year and raised the money and got a PB then, which we did give him a shout out for, and it was in training for this.
Right.
And he said, I want anything with a four in it.
and he got
4 hours, 70 minutes, and 46. Well done, Gavin.
Fantastic. That's 4 hours, 17 minutes, not 4 hours, 70.
4 hours, 70 minutes. 5 hours, 10.
I wanted anything with the four in it.
And there's one,
four
there's
hours
one, there's one on the
minutes.
Other side. There's
and he made, yeah, I'll tell you and about he that. Made he made, I mean, I'm sure everyone did great fundraising, but he made, he told us, 1,600 quid for mesothelioma in memory of his mother-in-law. So that's absolutely fantastic.
Congratulations.
Mate. And this is Lucy Owen. I don't know if she listens to the show, but I went to school with Lucy Owen, and she's becoming such an amazing runner. She's her fifth attempt at a sub-4 marathon.
Came through.
And she. This is
3 hours, 39, 36, 25-minute PB. Good for age.
Yeah, so I think she's
World
off to
Major.
Berlin.
She's off to Berlin.
Go, Lucy. It's a long
she's
way from Lord
to
Williams'
Berlin.
School.
She's off to Berlin.
So there you go.
Berlin.
Thank you for listening to...
Have fun in Berlin.
Oh, my adventures. I see what Paul's doing now.
But yes, amazing PBs. Glorious. Any tips for Race to the Stones would be good. Anyone doing it, give us a shout. Because I might be
Thanks
on my own.
Thanks to everyone who I... So if you think you shouted at me on the course and I didn't see you... I'll hear you. I did.
Yes.
I just if you, saw me kind
them.
Of getting further along, kind of flapping my arms around, that was me going, hey.
Yeah, Makasa Sakasa.
I was so in a bit of a state, all right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, congratulations, all marathon runners, all runners. Onwards, upwards.
Downwards.
We ride. Together we ride.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.